ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवेन सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट नंबर 32 परीक्षित उवाच अहो अद्य वयं ब्रह्मन् सत्स्य व्याक्षत्र बांधवा कृपया तिथि रूपेण भवद्भिस्तीर्थकाकृता। अहो अद्य वयं ब्रह्मन् सत्सेव्यां क्षत्र बांधवा कृपया तिथि रूपेण भवद्भिस्तीर्थका कृता। परीक्षित उवाच अहो अद्य वयं ब्रह्मन् सत्सेव्या क्षत्र बांधवा कृपया तिथि रूपेण भवद्भिस्तीर्थका कृता। Santa Jis. Parikshit Vacha. The fortunate Maharaj Parikshit said, Aho, ah, Adya, today, Vayam, we, Brahman, O Brahmana, Satsevya, eligible to serve the devotee, Kshatra, the ruling class, Bandhava, friends, Krupaya, by your mercy, Atithi Rupena, in the manner of a guest, Bhavadbhi, by your good self, Tirthaka, qualified for being places of pilgrimage, Krita, done by you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The fortunate King Parikshit said, O Brahman, by your mercy only you have sanctified us, making us like unto places of pilgrimage, all by your presence here as my guest. By your mercy, we who are but unworthy royalty become eligible to serve the devotee. Purport. Saintly devotees like Shukadeva Goswami generally do not approach worldly enjoyers, especially those in royal orders. Maharaj Pratapada was a follower of Lord Chaitanya, but when he wanted to see the Lord, the Lord refused to see him because he was a king. For a devotee who desires to go back to Godhead, two things are strictly prohibited: worldly enjoyers and women. Therefore, devotees of the standard of Shukadeva Goswami are never interested in seeing kings. Maharaj Parikshit was, of course, a different case. He was a great devotee, although a king, and therefore Shukadeva Goswami came to see him in his last stage of life. Maharaj Parikshit, out of his devotional humility, felt himself an unworthy descendant of his great Kshatriya forefathers, although he was as great as his predecessors. The unworthy sons of the royal orders are called Kshatra Bandhavas, as the unworthy sons of the Brahmanas are called as Dvijabandhus or Brahmabandhus. Maharaj Parikshit was greatly encouraged by the presence of Shukadeva Goswami. He felt himself sanctified by the presence of the great saint, whose presence turns any place into a place of pilgrimage. Hare Krishna. So I would like to welcome all devotees for discussing Srimad Bhagavatam this morning. Thank you for coming. In the last chapter, we saw how Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Sringi, the Brahmin boy. And in this chapter we heard that how Parikshit Maharaj accepted the curse and renounced his kingdom. Then he submitted himself to the sages on the banks of Ganges, and later on Shukadeva Goswami walks in directly. And Parikshit Maharaj receives Shukadeva Goswami. And in today's verse, we see how Maharaj Parikshit is glorifying Shukadev Goswami, and if in future he will ask very pertinent questions. Now we have been hearing about Parikshit Maharaj since it is almost like 6 months now. Continuously we are hearing about only one personality, Parikshit Maharaj, and how he about his exalted birth, how he received age of Kali, how he rewarded age of Kali, and how he punished Kali, and later on how he was cursed himself by an inexperienced Brahman boy, Sringi. And this is how Srila Prabhupada wanted us to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That he wanted us to come together and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And he directed that we should take one verse at a day, one verse at a time, and go on discussing like that. And when we follow his method of, you know, understanding and reading Bhagavatam and speaking Bhagavatam, it is very wonderful. Because here it is not that one or two persons are employed to speak about Bhagavatam. Prabhupada wanted us, all his devotees who are qualified, to come forward and share their realizations. And when qualified speakers come forward and they speak about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, and when they share their own realizations, their experiences, and their own viewpoint on a particular verse or a particular personality, what happens is that we get the complete picture of that entire, that personality. And that adds to the glory of the person under discussion. And this is how Srila Prabhupada wanted us to hear Bhagavatam. Unlike the professional Bhagavatam speakers, there is only one speaker and he goes on speaking. And that too only limited portions of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto. And then within 7-8 days everything is ended, and then they'll see next whenever they meet. Therefore it is said Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavatam should be heard on a daily basis and in a manner directed by pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Then it gives rise to devotional service in the heart. So far we have heard from various speakers about the incredible glories of Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. And in today's verse we see that how Parikshit Maharaj is surrounded by all the sages. And Shukadeva Goswami has already walked in. And Parikshit Maharaj is going to ask questions now. Although time is very less, only 7 days, he is about to die. He is in hurry. At the same time, he is not in hurry also. He is in hurry because he has to die within 7 days. But he has enough time to inquire. And before he speaks anything, he glorifies Shukadeva Goswami with choice poetries. And continuously for five times, with five verses, he glorifies Shukadeva Goswami. Although he is in great danger, going to embrace death within 1 week. And he has all the time to glorify Shukadeva Goswami with not one, two or verses, but for five verses. With five verses, he is going to glorify Shukadeva Goswami. And today's verse is also one of the glorifications of Shukadeva Goswami. Just like an ideal disciple, when he comes in front of his spiritual master, he glorifies. Just like we also glorify during Mangala Arati, and then during our Guru Puja, we glorify our spiritual masters and Srila Prabhupada. And Shukadeva Goswami is being glorified in this case by Parikshit Maharaj. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions about Pratapradhar Maharaj, how he was rejected by Lord Chaitanya. Although he was a great qualified devotee and wonderful king, but still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like to see him, meet him. The reason he gives that he is an worldly person, he is a king. That means he has so many attachments, so many allurements, so such a royal opulence. How can he thinks, Lord Chaitanya, how can I meet a person of that category? Therefore he rejects him externally. Later on he meets him. And traditionally, this is how great sages, they would not meet kings because of their worldly attachments, because they are surrounded by so much of opulence and this and that. But here in Shukadeva Goswami has personally walked in into the assembly. Nobody has invited him there. He has come directly. And everybody understands his glorious qualifications, and then they get up to receive him. And Shukadeva Goswami directly goes and then sits on the Vyasasana. That means it's perfectly orchestrated by the Supreme Lord. Although nothing is there, nobody has organized this kind of a program here. Of course, there is one program or one organizer that in Lord Krishna himself has organized. Therefore, everything is taking place very peacefully, very systematically. And Parikshit Maharaj, he has received him and he is now glorifying him. And Shukadeva Goswami is now willing to give his audience to Parikshit Maharaj. And these are the indications that Parikshit Maharaj is no ordinary king. He is a great exalted Paramahamsa devotee. And therefore, Lord Krishna has organized this program and Shukadeva Goswami is personally coming forward and going to give his audience. So therefore, there are two kinds of Rajas, kings. One is Raja, simply a king. Another one is Rajarshi. A Rajarshi is somebody who is externally looks like a king and he deals like a king, but internally he is no king. He is a sage or rishi. Therefore, the word used here in this case is Rajarshi. He is Raja, at the same time he is a rishi. Rishi is somebody, or a sage is somebody who is totally detached from the worldly attachments and completely attached himself to the devotional service and to the Supreme Lord. So therefore it is said that about the detachment of Parikshit Maharaj, it is said that Atma Jaya Sutagara Pashu Dravina Bandushu Rajya Chavikalam Nityam Virudam Mamatam Jaho. So as a result of his wholehearted attraction towards Lord Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj, he was able to keep all these attachments. And they are 8 in numbers. Atma, his personal body. Jaya, his wife. Suta, his children. Agara, his beautiful palace. Pashu, his animals like horses and elephants, and his treasury, which is called as Dravinam, and Bandushu, his friends and relatives. He is surrounded by these 8 insurmountable attachments, and he has given up very easily. How is it possible? because he has already attached himself to the Supreme Lord Krishna. So therefore, when somebody has attached himself to the Supreme Most Attractive Personality, then these things doesn't matter so much. So therefore, he has no attachments to these worldly things, and he has given them up and walked in the assembly of the sages. So whenever we discuss about the simplicity of renounced order, these verses quoted, this verse, Atmajaya Sutagara. And the point is that a grahastha or a king like Shukadeva, I mean Parikshit Maharaj, has to deal with these eight items. However, renunciate doesn't have to take care of these so many items. He has only one thing to take care. What is that? His own personal body. That's all. Because the rest of the other seven things doesn't exist only in his life. Therefore, he is totally free. But we also see that how difficult it is to just take care of one's own body and perform devotional service. So then we can understand the challenge which is in front of all the grahasthas and also King Parikshit here, that he has given up all the attachment to these eight things which are very, very difficult to give up, and he has managed to come into the assembly of the sages and is now willing to sit and hear continuously from his spiritual master, Shukadeva Goswami. So this is an amazing sense of detachment we see in the personality of Parikshit Maharaj. So it is just like, you know, on the day of Dwadashi, maybe we have fasted even from water, on just like days of Nirjala Ekadashi, and on the day of now Dwadashi, now the prasadam is ready and time is perfect. Then if somebody tells that you just look at the prasadam, you don't honor it, how it appears. Who can actually think like that? So personality of Parikshit Maharaj, he can look at the feast, but still he can be detached from that. That's what exactly is happening in his life, that he has so many things which are so attractive, he's willing to give them up at the prime youth of his life. Not that he was old person, now he has to give them up and anyway, now I cannot anymore enjoy them, so it is easy to give them up. So that is not the case with Parikshit Maharaj. He is an able king, perfectly able to manage all these things, but still he is willing to give them up because he knows that these things are temporary and what is permanent is that already I have in my heart, so there is no problem in giving them. So this is an exalted nature, devotional nature of Srila Parikshit Maharaj. Therefore he is aptly called as Rajarshi. And Queen Kunti also has said in Bhagavatam, Janmaishwarya Chuta Shri Edamadab Madapuman Naivarati Va Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. And when we look at the personality of Parikshit Maharaj, he has all these four items with him. He is a great Janma, parentage, that is a descendant of Pandavas, such a great exalted birth he has, parentage. And then Aishwarya, what to speak of Aishwarya, he is the emperor of the entire planet Earth. Not some small kingdom or some small state, but he has sovereignty over the entire world. Aishwarya Shruta, he is well versed with the scriptures himself. And Shri, he has perfectly healthy and beautiful body. Attractive personality, a great Kshatriya, who could manage to subdue Kali himself. You can understand the prowess and personality of Parikshit Maharaj. Although he is possessing all these items, but still he considers himself as Akinchana. Akinchana is somebody who is like a beggar. Akinchana means one who has nothing. And for such a person, Akinchana, Gochara. Gochara is that one can see. One who has this kind of a mentality, he can see the Lord. Otherwise, it is not possible, as per the statements given by Kunti. So, Parikshit Maharaj, although surrounded by so many allurements, still he thinks that he is a beggar. It is very difficult to think like that when somebody is surrounded by so many opulences and so much of power and prowess and what not, and still consider oneself as a beggar. So this is the glory of Parikshit Maharaj, that he considers himself as a beggar, Akinchan. Therefore he can give up all these things, because he understands anyway they are not mine. He can give these things up because he understands that they are not mine. That's not his. Therefore he has no problem giving up. So thus Srimad Bhagavatam is replete with the glorious qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. Just to name a few of them, that first one is the Bhagavata Uttama. He is a first class devotee of the Lord. And is a Manavardhana. That means he enriches the prestige of his dynasty, the Pandavas. Then it is mentioned that he is Bhagavati Arpitashraya. He is consciously surrendered to the Lord. Not just surrendered to the Lord, but he is consciously surrendered to the Lord. Sarangaiva Sarabhuk, fourth quality. He is the person who knows what to accept and what to reject. He knows the... In the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is a Saragrahi Vaishnava. Saragrahi Vaishnava, he knows what to accept and what to reject. Paramahamsa, just like Paramahamsa. Or just like a bee. Honey bee. And he is Narendra, the king, the best among the humankind. Dharmapala, he is a protector of the religion. Brihachrava, He is highly celebrated king. Mahabhagavata, second time it is mentioned about his qualities being a Mahabhagavata. He is a first class devotee of the Lord. Paramahamsa devotee. And Rajarshi, he is a saint among the royal order. Hayamedhayat, he is a great performer of many, many horse sacrifices. And apapeshu, completely free from all kinds of sins. These are his qualities. And that is not the end, by the way. There are more to add to the glories. He is known as Vishnu Ratha because he has been saved by the death by Lord Vishnu or Krishna himself. In the womb of his mother. He is also known as Bharata, the great descendant of Maharaj Bharat. He is Parikshit, of course, his name itself is Parikshit, because he always searched for the Supreme Lord. As soon as he came out of the womb, because he had seen the form of the Lord within his own mother's womb, so he was searching for the Lord. Parikshit. Veera is a great fighter. Because he could withstand the unbearable heat of Brahmastra when he was a child within his mother's womb. That was a great Kshatriya quality. Therefore, he is known as Veera. Rukan Rishu is a tiger among the men. So that means he could take care of all his citizens very nicely. any distractions, any disturbances, he could easily ward them off. Therefore, he is called as Nrikarjuna. Being true to his promise, and in this case, he is compared to none other than Lord Ram himself. That is the quality of, you know, if somebody is compared to Lord Ram and Krishna, we hardly see such personalities being compared to the Supreme Lord himself. But here he is compared to Lord Ram himself because of his being true to his promises. Whatever he promised, he fulfilled them. Just like Lord promised his promises. And is as munificent as Lord Shiva himself. Shiva is called as Asutosh. Anybody goes to Lord Shiva and worships him, they get their desires fulfilled because he is Asutosh, most munificent. And on top of that, he is as good as Lord Krishna by following in his footsteps. So he is compared to Lord Shiva, Lord Ram and Lord Krishna and also Yudhishthir Maharaj. I mean, this is like a height of glorification, isn't it? That somebody is come, of course, no living entity can become equal to God, Krishna, Ram and Shiva, but he is compared. That means the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj are so much evident that he can be compared only with these great personalities, not than ordinary people. Such are the unparalleled Vaishnava qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. And this Parikshit Maharaj, how is it possible for him to do such a mistake of putting a dead snake around the around Shamikrishi? How is it possible? So this is just an indication that Lord Krishna is personally taking the charge here. The other day, our dear Gopinath Chandra Prabhu has given his Bhagavatam class. He mentioned, he was quoting Radheshyam Prabhu and he was mentioning that how Radheshyam Prabhu was mentioning about Lord Krishna, how he uses devotees in his pastimes so that he can deliver proper lessons. So, Lord Krishna used Lord Shiva to teach us particular lessons. We know all those lessons. And he has used Bhishma Dev himself to teach us particular lessons, a certain lessons. And he has used Chitraketu Maharaj to draw some important lessons. And he has used Indradyumna Maharaj to draw certain lessons. And now Lord Krishna is using his pure devotee Parikshit Maharaj to teach us very, very important lessons. Because he chooses his pure devotees, because pure devotees are fully surrendered. They don't have if and but problems. How is it possible? How can you expect me to do this? Because any other ordinary person, if Krishna goes and asks him, can you do this for me? So we have our ifs and buts. But these problems are not there with pure devotees. So therefore, Lord Krishna chooses such great souls who are fully surrendered. And day before our Vishwaruprabhu was giving class, Bhagavatam class, he was mentioning about, because he himself is a great actor, he takes part in dramas. He was mentioning that in dramas, the devotees, our own devotees, they prefer to play the parts of glorious personalities. Like Lord Ram, Lord Lakshman. Not so much of Ravana, Kamsa, Duryodhan. Because they are negative roles. So we cannot hire an outsider to play Ravana, Kumbhakarna and Kamsa, our devotees only have to play these parts also, isn't it? We cannot hire outsiders. But devotees are reluctant to play these parts. Because they, how can I play the part of Ravana and Kamsa like that? Because in one sense the devotees are very, I mean, careful about their, how they look like, how they are seen by others. So in one sense they are not fully surrendered, to say it simply. They are not surrendered to the director. But anyway, they later on they may surrender and they play the part. But here we see Parikshit Maharaj is chosen by Lord Krishna to play a particular role wherein he is treated like a very, very unjustly. And for a Kshatriya, he is mentality is that I would like to die in battlefield. No Kshatriya will die outside of the battlefield, isn't it? Because Kshatriya is, he has that spirit, fighting spirit. If I have to die, then where should I die? Of course, battlefield. Not in a place other than battlefield. But here we see this great personality who has managed to subdue Kali and is the emperor of the entire world. And now at the time if his death has come, and where he has to die? Not in battlefield, not within a glorious war, but in a very humiliating way, that he has been cursed by a Brahmana boy to die in 7 days, and he has to sit and just wait for his death. In one sense it is very humiliating, but he is willing to undergo that. And what about his prowess? It is also explained over there. Tiraskrita viparlabdha shapta kshipta hata api nasyatat tat pratikurvanti tad bhakta prabhavopi saha. This is a glorious quality, one more quality of Parikshit Maharaj. That a devotee like Parikshit Maharaj, even if they are tiraskrita, they are defamed, they are cheated, they are cursed, neglected, even killed, they are willing to accept it as it is. They will not retaliate. And when they are prabhavopi saha, when they can actually overcome, they can actually take care of the situation themselves, even in such cases, they will never retaliate. That means he could easily overcome his own curse, this curse given by his, say, Brahman boy. He could curse him back. That was the prowess. And he could have easily gotten away with this problem. And he would have ruled the kingdom, and then everything would have gone very smoothly in the life of Parikshit Maharaj, because he could retaliate properly. He could have taught the lessons to this Sringi, but he did not do so. We may undergo so many problems and still we think that, you know, we are tolerating, we are somehow or other going on with our problems. That may be because we may not have the prowess to overcome them. We may not have the ability or the power to overcome them. But in the case of Parikshit Maharaj, it's not like that. He has the power. He could easily taken care of the situation himself, but still he did not. And even when we think of, you know, of devotees, our role models are like Arjun or Hanuman, etc. We may not like the roles of Jatayu, isn't it? Because Jatayu, he fought for Lord Ram, but at the end he was perished in externally. And Gajendra, he was, or Indradumna Maharaj in this case, or Chitraketu. Because we don't know how the Lord will choose us and what he wants us to undergo. We don't know. But if one is really surrendered, then he will accept it. Because, Lord, if I have to undergo these situations, we hear these karma principles. Very soon when we come to Krishna consciousness, we undergo this Gita course and we learn in our initial days only how karma principles is very, very important and nobody can overcome. But still we often forget this very basic principle of we are governed by our previous karmas. And that doesn't mean that here Parikshit Maharaj also had some bad karma, therefore he had to undergo all these things. We already understood all these qualities, that he is apapeshu. He doesn't have a single tinge of any karmic reaction. And then still he is undergoing these problems. That is a clear-cut indication that he has been chosen. He is the chosen one by Lord Krishna and he is undergoing these problems. And his prabhopi saha, he can easily overcome these problems, but yet he is not uttering a single word and is quietly sitting before his spiritual master and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And these are the qualities we can emulate. Of course, it's great tall order, but there is no other way but to follow these great personalities. Therefore, it is said that great souls are not defined by their mistakes. They are refined by their mistakes. And sincere repentance of a sadhaka gives rise to the intensity in his devotional service. That repentance, then that can give rise to pure devotional service. So therefore, sometimes it is our mistakes, they help us to advance more than our achievements in devotional service. So thus sometimes it may be very necessary in our life that we do some mistakes, we commit some mistakes. And then we will be introduced to ourselves. Who are we? Because our achievements create a big picture for the world. There will be so many likes and so many shares. But they will never introduce ourselves to ourselves. It is our mistakes, it is our slips, it is our failures. They can introduce ourselves to us. And then we understand that where we are and where to proceed. So failure is just to show that where we are presently. It is not that where we have to be. It shows that where we are at present. If I have failed in something, then that is an indication where I am present, where I am at present. But that's not the place I have to be there for eternally. So therefore, at least we should thank Krishna for revealing our mistakes and our actual position. And then if there's a map, when we see a map, we see this is where we are. Isn't it? And that's not where we have to be there eternally. No, that is a place of origin and now we have to start from there. So therefore the journey is not suspended. The journey of self-discovery continues forever. And in today's verse, Parikshit Maharaj feels himself akshatra bandhava. Prabhupada, the word to word, he explains very nicely. Akshatra bandhava is somebody who has taken birth in a family of royal order but is not a real order. Kshatriya. That is to say that like a coward. He has only taken birth in a Kshatriya family, but he is no more a Kshatriya. He is just like an ordinary coward. And Parikshit Maharaj is identifying himself as Kshatra Bandhava. That means he is a coward. And this is he is saying after he has subdued Kali. He has managed to curb him and punish him for his misdoings. And he is still considering himself as an ordinary person. And he also mentions that he to Shukadev Goswami is telling that you are like a great place of pilgrimage. And he is saying that by your association you have made me place of pilgrimage. So we know that Lord Vishnu, when he came as Vamandev, from his lotus feet, who emanated? Mother Ganga, isn't it? So Mother Ganga, the great river, she emanates from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. That is her exalted. And thus she can purify the entire world, three planetary systems. And here, Parikshit Maharaj himself is saying that you have made me a place of pilgrimage. That's very interesting revelation. And any place of pilgrimage, it becomes, you know, over a period of time contaminated because of the sinners coming there and doing their things and taking bath. So even Mother Ganga, she also feels that how is it possible to bear these sins. So therefore she has been given a benediction that okay, whenever any pure devotees come to your place and take darshan, take bathing in your rivers, then you become purified. So here is a Parikshit Maharaj. He is telling that because of your association that you have made me a place of pilgrimage. That means now he is as good as Mother Ganga and is sitting on the banks of Ganga. And who can produce Ganga like river? Only Lord Vishnu, isn't it? So that means he is understanding the power of his spiritual master, Shukadev Goswami, that by his association you have made me a place of pilgrimage. That means he has made himself like a mother river Ganga. So in this regard, Vidura is glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhavad Vidha Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kuruanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gadabrata. It is said that devotees who carry Lord Krishna within their hearts are capable of purifying even the holy places, what to speak of any ordinary people. That is a purity and that is a prowess of pure devotees of the Lord, because they are carrying Lord Krishna within their hearts. Similarly, we see that Narottam Das Thakur also in one of his composition, he speaks about the same thing. He says that Gangara Parasha Hoyle Paschatya Pavana Darshan Pavitra Kori Ehi Tumara Gun. That after bathing in Ganga for many, many times, one becomes purified. But he says that just by taking darshan of a pure devotee, one is immediately purified. That is the prowess of pure devotee. So, so devotees like Parikshit Maharaj are very, very humble and they are willing to bow down for any situation. Just like, you know, a fruit-bearing tree, it is humbled because of carrying so many good fruits. Therefore, it humbles himself. However, a proud tree which may not produce any tree, he stands still because he doesn't have anything to offer. So therefore, he may stand still. So therefore, although we have heard so many glorious qualities of Parikshit Maharaj, is compared to Lord Shiva, is compared to Lord Ram, is compared to Lord Krishna, Yudhishthir Maharaj and what not. But still, he has been cursed in a very, very miserable way, but he is willing to accept it. He doesn't have anything to say. Because you understand that this is the will of the Lord, so no problem, I am going to accept it as it is. And he is willing to sit down, although great Kshatriya, any Kshatriya wouldn't die in a place like that, but is sitting in front of his spiritual master, surrounded by sages, helplessly waiting for the death. Of course, in the meantime, he is relishing the nectar of Bhagavatam. That is the glorious aspect of his spiritual personality. Although he is waiting for death, apparently, but he is not doing that thing alone, but he is drinking the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of Krishna, and by whom? A personality none other than Shukadeva Goswami. So, this is how Srila Parikshit Maharaj handled reversals in his life. Because all of us, we may have to also handle reversals. They will inevitably come in one's life. So, these are our role models. This is whom we can emulate. And however and whichever quantity or quality we can follow and also face the reversals in our lives. So what he did, he first of all, he did not retaliate. He accepted it, although he was powerful enough to take care of the situation. So it is for us, it is very easy to accept the reality because we don't have any power to actually overcome the situation. And he accepted the curse as it is, and then he detached himself from all the royal opulence and royal palace. But most importantly, he attached himself to the Lord and his glories. And he sat in front of his spiritual master and continuously heard from him for 7 continuous days and nights. And thus he achieved his perfection. So, these are the icons of Srimad Bhagavatam, whom we can follow in our own lives, in our own, with our own extent, and then we can also lead a life of our devotional service and perfect our lives. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jaya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya, Shri Parikshit Maharaj Ki Jaya. Jai Guru Premanande.